Proclamation number 5956 of 13th of May, 1954. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else shall be added unto you. Believe my words and interpret them literally. As soon as you let spiritual striving become your purpose in life, as soon as you strive to live right before my eyes, as soon as you have the will to fulfill the will of the one who called you into life, as soon as you want to acquire eternal life because you desire to become united with me, your whole earthly life will unfold according to your striving. You must also take these words of mine literally, that I ask nothing more of you than that you turn your eyes upwards, that you seek me and want to join me in order to then truly prepare an easy earthly life for yourselves according to my promise. Everything else will fall to you. Earthly worries fill your whole mind as long as you value earthly life too highly. Again and again new worries or desires will fill you, all of which are only intended to increase your physical comfort and which will also be fulfilled to you if you live entirely without me. For then my adversary will consider you as a reward for having given me up and surrendered to him. And this is no gain for you, even if you are earthly rich and the worldly people honor you. For you have lost me and my kingdom and disregarded all small admonitions and warnings on my part. You truly need not worry about your earthly well-being if you want to give me first place in your heart, if you first strive to gain me and my kingdom. For what your body needs will be given to you if you first seek the salvation of your souls, which can only be found in me. I will truly take care of you, for he who sustains the whole of creation out of his strength will also be able to sustain his living creations and they will truly lack nothing. Yet you often apply a different standard, you demand things which are not a blessing for you, and that is when your striving is not yet exclusively meant for me. When you believe that you cannot completely renounce the world, but I consider you in such a way as I recognize it to be necessary and beneficial for you, because I want to distance you from the one who is Lord of the world but not share your possessions with him. And if you seriously strive for me and the attainment of my kingdom, even those things are no longer desirable to you, yet you are grateful for everything I provide for you because it makes earthly life bearable for you and because you feel my love for you in your daily care for yourselves. You know that you are cared for by your Father who truly does not let his children go hungry, who have taken the path to him and whom he refreshes and strengthens spiritually and earthly, as he has promised you. Amen.